The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
And where you guys are joining us from. And at this time, I want to welcome all of our Rumble audience, our YouTube audience, our podcast audience from Apple, from Spotify. And if you're watching by the app, we welcome you as well. Again, I'm Ricky Sacrell, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And boy, do we have a good show for you today. Will this coming event be seen by astronomers? Now, I want to give a disclaimer right off the bat. If you're watching this, if any of our flat earther brothers and sisters, we're not going to, I don't want to spend a lot of time speaking derogatory, whatever, but if you are a flat earther, I'm just going to forewarn you that this may not be the show for you, because you will probably be triggered, especially our extreme flat earthers that doesn't even believe in space in itself. So there's going to be a lot of trigger points in this message, a lot of talking points that are going to be trigger points. So just wanted to give you fair warning. We allow conversations to take on the live broadcast of this, but please be respectful to others' opinions and so forth, so on and so forth. So again, will this coming event be seen by astronomers? I want to share with you, what in the world are you talking about? Well, let me give you a verse of scripture before we get into our headline that really kind of spawned this whole sermon. It brought about this podcast. I thought this was very interesting. And this is Luke 21:11, and we're just going to kind of build off of this. I'm going to give you this, then I'm going to give you the headline, and then we're going to talk a little bit. And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences. And there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. We have covered this exhaustively on a lot of our podcast, all kinds of other segments. We've talked about signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and then the cosmos. And we talked about all kinds of different angles and different variations of this and even different translations of the scripture. But being of the context of what we're going to be and the nature of what we're talking about today, I thought it'd be appropriate that we put this kind of up front, because where we're going with this. Now, check out this headline. This was an actual headline that was published by, I'm going to read this from The Sun. This is a UK affiliate, but this was also shared by other sources as well. Astronomers spot mysterious object unlike anything seen before, and it's sending signals our way. Let me read that one more time for all of our listeners today. Astronomers spot mysterious object unlike anything that has ever been seen before, and it is sending signals.
And I will talk about a space mystery that has left astronomers baffled. In 2018, a doctoral student in Australia spotted something unusual. It was an unidentified object in space. It was spinning and releasing giant bursts of energy, just like a lighthouse. This object beams radio signals every 18 minutes. 4 years have passed. No one can figure out what this object is. What are the experts saying about the space mystery? Our next report tells you.
Something spooky is happening in space. Astronomers have chanced upon a new celestial object. They haven't seen anything like this before. It is 4,000 light years away. It spins and beams out radiation 3 times per hour. At that moment, this celestial object becomes the brightest source for radio waves, just like a lighthouse. Then it switches off and comes alive again 18 minutes later. What is this object exactly? Nobody can say for sure. Astronomers have some ideas though. It could be a neutron star, or a white dwarf star with a very powerful magnetic field. A group of scientists have written about the object in the journal Nature. They suggest it could be an ultra-long magnetron. And closer than most people think, the object is within our galaxy, the Milky Way. The discovery has sparked curiosity. Researchers are closely tracking the object for more clues, and searching the space to see if there are more such objects. The universe is filled with mysteries. We've just found the latest one.
Now, here's what I think is interesting. I'm not here today to get into weird speculations. Could this be extraterrestrial? Could this be demons? Or could this be alien spacecrafts or what, you know, whatnot? I don't want to go so much on the sinister, deceptive side of this, although I'm not saying that we should ignore that and sweep that under the rug. We've talked about that in other previous broadcasts as well, because I do believe that it is very possible that the whole alien agenda, the whole extraterrestrial UFO narrative could definitely play a role in great deception in the end times, especially when you go over to the New Testament and the book of Thessalonians. We've talked about that, where lying signs and wonders and deception will grip humanity and the earth. So again, we did a whole segment on that. You can go look to our archives and listen to that or watch that in your own time. But today, I want to cover a different angle to this. And before we do that, I want to point out something. It is known, or at least it's been, I guess, presented to us by the quote-unquote experts in this field of astronomy and the study of these things, of the cosmos and planets and stars and galaxies, that in the event that a star was to explode in space, being that those celestial planets and the stars and these things that are in space are so far away, we're talking about 100 light years away, that if one of these things was to explode, even though it happened, watch this, 100 years ago, we would just now see it today. Let me say that again. So, for example, if a star, let's just use a star, if a star was to explode 100 years ago from today in the past, we on our high powered equipment, telescopes, satellites, and the equipment that NASA has and all the technology we have, we would not visibly see it with our eyes and our technology and the instruments that we have until 100 years later. Now, why am I saying that? Here's why. Watch it. Guys, if you'll stick around, I think you'll like this. This is going to be cool. I'm telling you, Revelation 21, turn with me to the book of Revelation chapter 21. I want to show you something that is a future event that has not happened, that will happen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 through 4. This is John the Revelator speaking, and this is what he said, quote, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." Now, I want to interject something right there. You've heard me talk about this before. If you are a regular viewer or listener of our broadcast, I have pointed out to you that it's known that there would be two judgments. One would be a judgment of water or a great deluge or a flood, and that has taken place. The second one, according to Peter, would be a renovation of fire or a judgment of fire. So in the result of that, during the tribulation, watch this, it will cause the first heaven and the first earth to pass away. Now, we're going to talk more about the heavens in just a second as well. But watch this. Also, there was no more sea. And then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. Now, guys, stop. This is not the holy city, Jerusalem, that is residing in Israel right now. That's not what he's talking about. Watch this. I'm going to prove it to you. Ready? And then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. Watch. Ready? Coming down out of heaven from God. Come on, somebody. That's powerful. He said, John said, there is coming a new Jerusalem, a new holy city that will come down out of heaven. Now, I got to say this. When you can go and do this in your own time, study it out. There is what we know as in Christian circles, there is three heavens. Let me explain that. The first heaven is the atmosphere above us where the clouds reside. When you go outside, you look up in the sky. Oh, look how beautiful it is. Look at the puffy white clouds. That is the first heaven. We can see the first heaven. Okay. Then you go beyond that, you enter into the second heaven. This is the habitation of the sun, the moon, and the stars. This is also where the planets reside. This is called the second heaven. But then beyond the regions of the north is what Isaiah says, dwells the third heaven where God's throne dwells. And this is where he is at. And watch this. Let me read. I wrote these notes down. Let me read this to you. First, the first heaven is what we see with our eyes when we look into the sky. The second heaven is again where the habitation of the sun, moon, stars, and planets. Then beyond that is the third heaven where God dwells. And listen to this. The Apostle Paul speaks of the third heaven in his writings in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Because he was stoned to death in Lystra, his soul and spirit came out of his body, and he was permitted to go. His soul and spirit came out of his body. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He was in the third heaven. Read it. It's in his writings. It's in 2 Corinthians 12. And he says he was in the third heaven in paradise. And he said he saw things and heard things that it was unlawful for him to even speak of. And then you say, now, how did he come back? The answer is easy. He was raised from the dead because the saints gathered around him. They prayed in unity, and the power of God, come on, rose the Apostle Paul from the dead. He speaks of this in 2 Corinthians 12. He talks about this in his sufferings that he deals with on a daily basis. It's all there, and even early church history points this out. But I don't want to get lost into that. I want to just home in on the point that there is three heavens, right? Everybody follow me? But the third heaven is where God's throne dwells. Remember Job chapter 1 when it says, and there was a day that Satan came before the throne and the sons of God came with him, or B'nai Elohim in Hebrew, that's the angels. That was in the third heaven. They came before God's throne. He was able to access God's throne to condemn Job. The Bible says he's the accuser of the brethren. Right now, currently, Satan has access to accuse us, but eventually, you go to the book of Revelation, he is cast. He's already been cast out of heaven, the third heaven, but eventually, he will be cast to the earth. Read it in the book of Revelation. He will be cast to the earth. And the Bible says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has come down with great wrath. And we know, again, in the second heavens, this is where the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness and the spiritual wickedness, that's all in Ephesians chapter 6. All that's in Ephesians 6. But don't miss this. Paul said he saw and he wrote in his letter in 95 AD, the book of Revelation. He said, I saw coming down out of heaven where God dwells, a holy city and a new Jerusalem. Listen to this, that God prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, quote, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death. There shall be no more sorrow nor crying. There shall be no more pain. Come on, somebody. For the former things have passed away. Now I want to read. I'm going to show you some more scripture. Watch this. Let's go on. Revelation 21, 9 and 11. I'm going to give just a second for this to catch up to our live audience. Revelation 21, 9 through 11. And then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, quote, "Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife." Hallelujah. That's us. That's the church, the ecclesia. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem. Listen, descending, and I even highlighted it here for you, descending out of heaven from God. Where's it coming? Out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God, her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. All right. I'm going to show you another verse of scripture in just a second. Let me read on here, though. Let me read verse 12. Also, she had a great and high wall with 12 gates. Did you know the new city, Jerusalem, that the saints of God will dwell in? Will have a wall built around it and 12 gates. It'll have gates and a wall. That's interesting. But anyway, and names written on the gates, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates in the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. So it even gives you the dimensions of the new city, Jerusalem. The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as it is breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, its length, breadth and height are equal. And then he measured its wall, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of an angel. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper. The second was sapphire. The third was chalcedony. And we're just going to skip over that. The fourth, emerald. The fifth is sardonyx. The sixth, sardis. The seventh, chrysolite. The eighth, beryl. The ninth, topaz. The tenth, chrysoprase. The 11th, jacinth. I've never even heard of some of these elements. And the 12th, amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, and each individual gate was one of pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. Guys, can you imagine this? Can you imagine how beautiful this is going to be? And then you wonder why people, again, I probably shouldn't even open this can of worms, but people like Paul, who's had these out-of-body experiences where they've caught glimpses of the third heaven. They saw paradise. They saw inside the gates of heaven. You wonder why some of these people never wanted to come back. Listen, if you saw this, if you saw something this beautiful and you experienced that much peace, that much love, and there's no pain, no sorrow, no crying, no war. Come on, somebody. No backstabbing, no lust, no hate, no prejudicism, no racism. It's a city, and it's a place of pure, unimaginable, agape love and the colors, the elements, the city, the material, everything is unlike anything that we could even think or imagine. No wonder the Bible says, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men what God has in store for those who love him. But I love it says, but God has revealed it unto us by his Spirit. Your spirit man longs for this. Your spirit man yearns for this. Read Romans chapter 6. It groans to be transformed. Come on, into the new immortal body that we will have, just like all creation is groaning for the transformation. Verse 22, but I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun, it had or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light, and the nations of those who are saved, oh, I said the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut all day. The gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night. Can you imagine? No night. There will never be a sun again. There will never be night. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall be by no means enter into it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Wow, that's Revelation 21, guys. Now, you say, what in the world does this got to do with a strange object that was spotted by astronomers? I'm glad you asked, because I have not forgotten about it, and I have been building all this case up to get to this last point, but there's more. I feel like the salesman on television, on the commercials, he goes through this and this and this. He's like, but wait, there's more. And you're just like, can you get to the product already? We're going to get to the product. Just hold on for a second. Luke 21, 25 through 28. I'm going to show you. I want to prove my point. Luke 21, 25 through 28. This is New Testament. And there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them. Look at this. From fear and the expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Now, this next portion of scripture is heavy. Ready? Then they, somebody say they will see. Somebody say, see. They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said there is going to be a group of people that will be here on the earth that will look up and see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And it says, now when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads. You guys should know this. I quote this all the time, because your redemption draws near. But I got one more verse of scripture. Because listen, when that event happens, Jude, actually it was Enoch, if you want to be technical, Enoch the prophet gives us even more detail about that glorious event when it happens. Ready? Now, Enoch, this is Jude 14 and 15. There's only one chapter, so it's Jude 14 and 15. Now, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also. He's talking about the abominable, wicked, evil men in the last days. Saying, listen to this. Behold, the Lord comes with, somebody say with, 10,000s of his saints. Now, where's he coming from? Heaven. Where's New Jerusalem coming from? Heaven. Who's coming with the Lord? Ten thousands of his saints. Who's that? That's us. We are coming back with him to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Now listen to me for a second. And I know there's going to be some theology that's going to differ from mine. Boy, if there was an offensive podcast, this is the one. I'm hitting every angle, baby. I'm hitting the flat earthers. I'm hitting the anti-tribulation people. I'm hitting the people. I'm hitting all of them. But I'm just going to go ahead and say it right here. The church, John sees the church, Revelation 4, he says, I heard a voice like a trumpet. I saw a door open in heaven. And I heard a voice say, come up here. And he says, immediately I was in the spirit. And he said, I saw nations, tribes, and tongues standing before the throne of God. I believe that is the church. We're harpazo, First Thessalonians. The voice of the shout of the archangel and the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. So we shall ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. That's what Paul said to the church of Thessalonica. So we are caught up, harpazoed, snatched out, raptured, whatever you want to call it. We're taken up, Revelation 4. And then John saw, then immediately after that, Revelation 5. And he says, and then I saw these things that would take place afterward. After what? After the glorious event. The great escape. Listen, I'm going all in. I've already offended people, and people's getting mad. They're probably tuning now. I can't believe he used the word rapture. I can't believe he's talking about space. There's no space. So I'm just going to go all in it, honey. I'm going to go for the end of the road on this one. I believe most of you guys will stick around to hear what I got to say, but I'm telling you, the church, then we enter into the tribulation. We're going to the Bema, which is the judgment, or really it's not even the judgment, it's the rewards that are handed out to the saints in heaven. We go into the marriage supper of the Lamb, and while all that's happening in heaven, all hell's breaking loose on earth through the tribulation. Why do you think it says heaven and the heavens and the earth were no more? Because they're being, come on, they're being wiped out by asteroids and by fires and by wars and by pestilence and by plagues. The sea is no more. Come on, all this stuff is taking place, but the church is out of the picture. Watch this. But then Jude says, behold, the Lord cometh out of heaven with 10,000s of his saints. Listen, who are the saints coming with him? He's coming with the saints that was taken up. Come on, somebody. That he rescued before the tribulation, and then they come back with him to rule and reign for 1,000 years. Well, I don't believe that. Oh, well, listen. I'm just telling you, but let me get to the main point of this. Here's the main point that I want to show you. There is coming, don't miss it, a new Jerusalem. We can go back and forth on the rapture and this and that and what shape the earth is and whatever, but you can't argue. Come on. You can't argue that John said, I saw. The holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven. You can't argue with that. So John saw this new city, this holy city of Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven. Now stop. Here is why I posted this today, and I thought this was interesting, and I think you will too. You guys that like prophecy, I think you're going to like this. Remember what I said. based on what I, the information that we're being told and what we know. And again, all that stuff is way over my pay grade and over my head. I'm just relaying information. Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you. If some type of event happens in space, it is so far away that anything that we see today, anything that's reported now, anything that's visible now, any sound that's caught now or seen, things that are visibly seen now, means, listen, the event has already happened at least 100 years ago. So have you ever stopped to think about, there's got to be, listen, there's got to be a generation on the earth with the technology that we have now that will be able to see through these high-powered telescopes, the International Space Station, the all these different tech, all the technology they have. There has to be that in place. If this event is happening that John saw, there's going to be a generation that is going to look through a telescope and they're going to see a quote unquote mysterious object that's coming out of heaven or coming through the heavens that they can't explain. They've never seen. What is this light source? What is this? Come on, somebody. Y'all getting what I'm saying? This is exciting. This to me is exciting. And I hope this does something for you as it did for me, because I'm telling you again, look at the scriptures. Let me read this again and we're going to close. Luke 21. They will see the Son of Man coming and a cloud with power and great glory. There's going to be, y'all got that? You get this? There's going to be a generation. Listen, I don't know about you, but I don't plan on being on this side of heaven looking up at this. I plan on being up there coming down. But there's going to be a generation that's, come on, that's going to see the new city, Jerusalem. I believe that through the instruments of the technology that we have today, the satellites and all these things, they're going to see this. And they're going to explain it away as some rogue planet, some unknown star, some light source away, mysterious object. What, can I just say this? What if this, what they're seeing, is the new Jerusalem? We don't know. I'm just saying, what if it is? I don't know about you guys, but again, this is more credence to the fact that, you know, the Lord said, be ready. If the bride is going, the temple is going to be prepared for the bride and for the groom. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready. I want to be prepared. I want to have access and permission to gain entrance to the new city, Jerusalem. I don't want to be denied. I want to gain access to this glorious place that the Bible mentions that John saw in Revelation 21. Now, as you say, how do I get entrance? How do I get a passcode to this thing? How do I get a key to this thing? How do I get a VIP pass to it? You get it through, come on, the blood of Jesus. You get it by getting your name in the registry of heaven called the Lamb's Book of Life. How do you do that? You do it by repenting of your sins and asking the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart, save you, wash you, transform you, and come and live on the inside of you by the Holy Spirit and serve him all the days of your life until the day that you're either caught up or you pass. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. So here's how we're going to do this. We want to give you the opportunity. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, you're not right with God. You don't even know. You question whether or not your name is in that book. You don't know for sure. Guys, you can make that assurance right now. Just repent of your sins. Confess your sins before him. The Bible says if you confess your sins, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ died and rose again from the third day and believe in your heart, then you shall be born again and your name will be put in the Lamb's book of life and you will be put in that registry to gain entrance when that glorious day comes. Come on. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of things that we probably don't get too much excited about, but thinking about a city, thinking about a place where there's no more pain, no more sorrow, no more fear, no more tears, no more anguish, no more anxiety. Come on, somebody. No more shortages, no more viruses. Hello, can I get a witness, somebody? No more, come on, no more joint pain, no more eye problems, back problems. I don't know about you, but that's enough right there to make somebody that's been dry for years shout hallelujah right there. So that's how you can do it, my friend. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Real quick, guys, if you've not downloaded our free app, you can do that. Go into the App Store, go to the Google Play Store, look, type in End Time Headlines, find it, download it, get it for free. It's going to be there right there. You can catch all of our podcasts. You can catch all of our headlines. They're absolutely, again, it's free. You'll be notified. Don't forget to download the app today. If you're listening live on Facebook or you're watching by YouTube or by Rumble, in the description right there, there's a link. Just click on that link and it's going to take you right to that. As always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If this ministry is a continual source of information, blessing, revelation, refreshing, equipping, and all of the above, week after week after week, we want to give you the opportunity to pray about becoming a monthly partner. And you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order. And you can make that out to right there on the screen, End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. As always, guys, I want to thank you guys for taking the time out on this Friday as we close out this podcast week to be a part of this broadcast. Don't forget, listen, we're going to be off for the weekend, of course, and we'll be back on next week. I know next week we're going to cover, we've talked about the coming digital currency. We're going to talk about that, and we'll have, don't worry, we'll have topics that we'll talk about, and so you don't want to miss our program. Again, that's why we always want to tell you to subscribe and get our apps and so on and so forth so you can keep up with what we're doing. So until then, guys, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his countenance be upon you. I pray the Lord's protection over you this weekend. I plead and profess the blood of Jesus. May he keep you from harm, danger, or disabling accidents. And we will see you guys again on Monday. God bless you guys.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.